Hello, everybody. It is Aurora Audios coming at you with another questionnaire. I love doing these, so I'm going to keep doing them until people say stop it. And even then, I still might do them. This is one that I found last night, late in the night. And it's a very old one, but it's got questions that I like. And I am sufficiently socially lubricated enough to have some very open and candid answers to these questions. So, this is Von Scriptenstein's super sexual questionnaire about sexy sex stuff. So, we're doing this one. I haven't gone through these questions to formulate any answers ahead of time. So this is all completely off the cuff, which I guess would make it even funner. So, without further ado, here's my answers. What other subreddits do you visit for your erotic needs? Why do you like them? I pretty much stick within GWA and Pillowjock Audio. I guess maybe once I found someone who I like to listen to, if they have their own subreddit, I'll kind of stick around in that. But other than that, yeah, just the kind of those audio ones. I know there's a couple more, but I just haven't branched out to them. I like them because they have good stuff and tags that intrigue me. If you contribute to GWA, have you considered branching out into other erotic subreddits and contributing there? If you already contribute in other subs, what has made you choose those in particular? So I'm currently not contributing to GWA. I plan on sending in my verification very soon. It might be up by the time that I put this audio up, but yeah, so I just kind of have stuck around in Pillow Talk Audio. I don't know. I sometimes like the cute, sweet, sappy stuff. So that's kind of what made me choose that one. Next question. What is your ideal body type in a sexual partner, and why does this turn you on? I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna complain if, you know, there's a completely ripped, bulky, gorgeous man. But I do like a bit of a dad bod, and other, it's, you know, I'm going to be kind of cliche and say that it's more about the attraction to the person more so than like their body. But yeah, I guess if my friends are sending me pictures of people they think that I find attractive or thirst traps that they find and want to send to me, it is usually kind of large, bulky, ripped, beardy Viking men or people with that type of build. So that's, I guess, like the kind of fantasy build, but you know, you can be attracted to other things besides that, which is the fun of it. What celebrities are currently making you think dirty thoughts? This doesn't have to be Hollywood celebrities. How are we quantifying celebrity in this? There's definitely, there's a couple of audio creators who definitely do that. I mean, I don't know if I'm supposed to drop their names, but yeah, there's one who he just shut down his subreddit. He's only on Patreon now. My very first foray into, you know, boyfriend audio or erotic audio, who I found on YouTube. So kind of the group of creators, audio creators who I follow, definitely, because I listen to them almost every day. As far as like big name celebrities, Mads Mikkelsen, I know I'm saying his name wrong. I'm not even going to attempt the correct pronunciation. He's gorgeous. trying to think who else. Now that I'm like on the spot, I can't think of anybody. Viggo Mortensen. I just watched Lord of the Rings, so I've got Aragorn in the front of my mind. There's a lot, but those are just the ones that come to mind right now. Next question. What is the filthiest thing a sexual partner has ever said to you during sex? What is the filthiest thing you've ever said to a partner? Oh my gosh. I really, really don't know. I tend to not remember what I said afterwards. And I think that is the goal. I guess, unfortunately, nothing's super memorable because nothing comes to mind. That's such a sad answer. Okay, moving on. Describe an instance of giving oral sex to a partner that you're most proud of, either in terms of skill, how your partner reacted, or some other aspect that makes you remember it with immense satisfaction. Gosh, describe it. Why am I getting all shy all of a sudden? I thought it was sufficiently socially lubricated. I can't think of like one. This is so disappointing. I can't think of like one specific standout experience. I mean, like the first always sticks out, right? And I guess with that one, which it was very memorable, I would say it was like the best because it was my first one. But I was like worried about it, and I got good feedback on that. So I know that's coy and not at all enough detail. But yeah, I mean, all in all, I've been pretty content with my performance. So, yeah, that's my answer. It's a very unsatisfactory answer, but that's what we're going with. Which part of your body do you think is the most attractive? What do you like about your body? That's a good question. I'm gonna say my chest. Why am I trying to like be very coy about what I say? This is awkward. That's like one thing that I'm like very, very proud of is they are soft and big and pillowy and wonderful. And I like them very much. I'm very proud of them. So yes, that would be my answer to that on what I like about my body. That would be like the number one standout thing that I'm most proud of, and other people like as well. Do you prefer to be more aggressive and dominant during sex, or passive and submissive? What about this mindset and behavior makes sex better for you? Definitely not the first. I guess very, I don't want to say like passive, but definitely very submissive. I guess it just kind of helps with any uncertainty, and like if I'm feeling unsure what to do and I'm with a partner who is much more dominant and aggressive and will kind of, you know, take control of the situation or, you know, do what they want, but, you know, within boundaries and respectfully, add that caveat. It just definitely makes it kind of easier. It fits into what I prefer and what I find attractive in a partner, so makes it a lot better. Next question. What is your go-to fetish? Embarrassing or not, what fetish is almost guaranteed to get you off? I feel like mine are so like standard. I know that sounds weird to say, but like I'll get videos sent from my friends, of like videos or thirst traps or whatever from like TikTok, that are, you know, talking about different kinks or fetishes or whatever. And we all kind of have the same ones, and they seem to be quite popular ones right now. I don't know if there's like trends within, the fetish and kink communities and whatever, but a good bit of impact play never fails. Dirty talk, I don't really think that's a kink, but that is something that immediately, like, some praise, a little bit of, like, possessive degradation always works. To quote someone whose videos I see a lot, a little bit of the a little bit of choking, things like that just kind of send me straight into yes sir. Next, through some wonderful miracle, you have the entire house, apartment, dorm room to yourself for hours. This doesn't have to be some quick, frantic, rushed masturbation session. That is a tongue twister. You can take your time and do it upright. What are you going to do to make yourself feel good? What am I going to do? Find a good audio to listen to. Maybe revisit one of my old favorites. Very much into the ambiance. So, you know, the lighting or candles or incense or something like that. Just kind of maybe take time to read some erotica or just kind of get into the very, very sexy mind frame to fully enjoy this non-rushed masturbation session, which is such a hard thing to say. Jeez. Okay. Have you ever been caught having sex, masturbating, or doing anything else even remotely sexual? What was your reaction? Yes. I think most people have been caught by family members, while masturbating. I feel like that's a common human experience that we all go through. I know I was, this is so cringy. I was getting really into it in the back of someone's car when I was but a wee lass. And it was in a parking lot in the middle of the day. That kid said so cringy. So it was very much visible, and a couple families walked past, and it killed the mood, but yeah. Where am I? I lost my place. So my reaction was just surprise and humiliation, and let's never speak of this again. Cheating fantasies are pretty common, but cuckolding, cockqueening, did I say cuckqueening? Why can't I say that word? Is less so. If being a cuckold, cuckqueen is a fantasy of yours, what about it turns you on the most? It is not. Yeah, that's not really one that I've ever, kind of explored as a fantasy or in real life or, kind of been interested in. That's just, I don't know. Not so much my thing. Next question. What was the most sexually formative moment of your youth? Something you saw, did, or experienced that really shaped you into who you are as a sexual person. It could be something as simple as finding a dirty magazine to your first sexual partner showing you things you never liked before, to just watching a run-of-the-mill movie or television show and getting a funny feeling when you saw one of the characters. Okay, so. definitely. One that stands out is one of my favorite movies, The Princess Bride. And I don't know what about it, but the pit of despair scene where, you know, Wesley is tied up to the machine thing or connected to the machine thing. And that, I just remember being like, what am I feeling? Why do I like this? That was a huge one. I was just talking about this with a friend the other day, but The Phantom of the Opera. I was so into that movie, and I told her that I now blame it for my CNC kink. So that was definitely another one. And then, I mean,
go with me on this, but when 50 Shades of Grey came out, I had already kind of known about the very standard basics of BDSM. So when it came out and I heard kind of the controversy about, you know, not being fully accurate, I was quite young, younger than I should have been, looking this stuff up. So that was a huge thing because I wanted, like, the facts. And did I get the facts? So that, you know, opens the, oh, let me read what this is. Oh, yep, no, I'm very much into that. So, yeah, those are quite a few formative moments for me. Next question. Age is what you make of it, but most people have some relatively hard limits on age differences. How old is too old for you, generally speaking? Why is that the cutoff point? I've been with people who are much older than what my kind of cutoff is now, which, you know, wasn't bad in itself. It just kind of helped shape those preferences. So I guess kind of what I would say is about 15 years older, just because I found that's kind of what works as far as, you know, mutual interests and kind of, you know, being more compatible with your maturity and emotional age and things like that. What is the shortest period of time you have known a person before having any kind of sexual interaction?
Five seconds.
I mean, there's been times that are honestly very quick, but that was kind of the point. So yeah, there have been some very short periods of time. And the last question is, give me one second. Okay, my phone was freaking out. This is what happens when you don't have a proper recording setup and you're just in your car outside of your extended family's house recording. The last question is, would you like some Making Fuck Berserker? If you get this reference without looking it up, congratulations. I'm sorry, I don't get the reference. So, yeah. Those are my answers. I am kind of disappointed in some of my answers, but there you go. This may never see the light of day, but that's my response to the super sexual questionnaire about sexy sex stuff.